four, five. Okay, Chav Gimel, that's what we were up to.
You gotta go to Brooklyn and go to
so we've
shop,
been discussing
right?
Till now.
Call him up to order for you, bring it here.
What's the status
of
a pregnant woman who... Mm-hmm. Of a woman who gets pregnant. Then I guess that. But, so we already said that it's not Negeya. It's a woman who has a Vashena Kavua. Right? Because by the time she realizes she's pregnant, in most cases, she already passed all the vestes. So she uprooted them. Are you following this? Right? What happens to a woman who has a vest kavua? For example, she gets the period the first of every month. Right? That comes the first of, let's say, this month. She doesn't get a period. And she realizes she must be pregnant. Takes the pregnancy test, she's taka pregnant. What's her din when it comes Aleph of the next month and she knows she's pregnant?
So you
have to keep it. Huh? So you have to keep it. Because she doesn't get the status of being with Selekas Dama, meaning she's not going to be bleeding until she's pregnant for 3 months. So therefore she has to keep it.
There's also what's it called, huh? With the pregnancy test, not 100% accurate. I mean, they're pretty accurate.
Well, she didn't get her period. Well, let's say she takes her, she goes to the doctor and the doctor says
blood
she's pregnant, whatever it is, blood test, whatever.
So it's confirmed.
Confirmed pregnancy. You still have to keep it. Me'ikar adin, that's din of Shulchan Aruch. Right? And then the next month also, till 3 months, then she doesn't have to keep it.
But not the full dead one, though,
right? What?
Not the,
The Chumra? The Chayra, she would have to?
Why?
Why not? It's regular vessel.
The Chumra, the Chumra, and you know you're pregnant, and what's
not a Chumra, it's Ikar adin.
No, the 24, and
oh, so if you know you're pregnant, still make it, then you have to keep vesting. It seemed like back in the Gemara's times, women got their periods. Even when they were pregnant. Women nowadays also sometimes see some bleeding, but it's not a full-blown period. Now, let's think the other way. Now she gets pregnant, she has a baby, she goes 2 years with nursing. Now, then she gets a period. Right, her first period in about 3 years. Right. Does she now have to be chash for the vest kavua that she had before she was pregnant? Or is it uprooted?
Yeah.
Why is it uprooted?
For the cycle.
What?
Because she hasn't had a period in over
so
3 years.
Vest kavua sticks with you. Vest kavua sticks with you for your whole life.
Yeah.
Unless it gets replaced by another vest kavua.
It doesn't start until you marry.
It can't get replaced by nothing?
It comes back.
But who knows when it's going to
start? The first time. If she ever sees back on the day that her vest kavua was, and the vest kavua comes back.
Without going another three.
So
we're talking that she got her period now on the
no,
same
so
day.
Let's say she didn't even get it on the same day. That would be a simple case. Let's say she didn't get it on the same day.
Then
meaning,
yeah,
basically, this that she didn't see the first 3 months of pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
is that oiker her vest kavua?
If it's a different day, why not?
What do you mean? She didn't get a period at all.
Okay.
She went 3 months in a row. She was pregnant, though.
Let's say she starts getting a period on the next day.
What? Pregnant and then nursing.
Let's say she starts getting her period the next day. Like, normally the vest kavua is Monday.
Right.
After
that's
she's pregnant, she's now Tuesday. So you think Monday and Tuesday she would have to get...
Maybe. Right.
So if she has five kids, then
basically
she's
going to
be doing
5 days?
Basically
what I'm asking you, one second, no, because it'll get uprooted if she goes 3 months without being on that day.
That's ridiculous.
When were those 3 months that she didn't...
When was the three months
that she uprooted this vest kavua?
During pregnancy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now, if you're going to say the Metzias changed and all this, so you're going to have kulas and chumras both ways. This is all in the times of the Shulchan Aruch.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's say you say that Bizman Azeh, the halacha changed. So what's going to change about these dinim that we just learned? You have a kula and a chumra. What's the cooler? That she doesn't have to keep the vest of chodesh the first 3 months of pregnancy. Because if you say that physically we've changed, and we know that once a woman is pregnant, she doesn't no longer gets a period, so she doesn't have to separate the chodesh for the second month of pregnancy and the third month of pregnancy, because the Metzias changed. Right? So that would be a kulu. Mm-hmm. But it's a chumra too, because that means that her ves kavua that she had before the pregnancy is not uprooted.
Why?
Because we're saying she's misalekas dam even after 1 month of pregnancy.
I mean, you're just pausing. You know, you never.
I mean, you can't
uprooted.
Have both. Meaning, you got
you're uprooted. You got to pause.
You following this?
But
yeah.
Why isn't the whole childbirth and nursing uprooted?
Doesn't
that
that
would change things?
Is a pregnant woman bismanazeh considered as if she's misalekas dam? Everybody knows what misalekas dam means. From the word stalik, dam is removed from her, or gone up from her. She has no dam. Right? In the times of the Gemara, in the times of Shulchan Aruch, a woman up until 3 months of pregnancy was not considered misalekas damim.
And that what, she would have to keep any vest close?
She has to keep vestas till 3 months. After 3 months of not seeing, then she becomes a misalekas damim.
Even
though she's been pregnant for the last
course.
3 months.
She's
one second.
First month
and a nursing woman, and even if she doesn't nurse, which we'll see, but within 2 years of a natural childbirth, is considered a misalekas damim in the times of the Gemara. Obviously, we all know that Matthias has changed as none of that.
By pregnancy, she should be.
What?
She should be considered.
No, let's not. What do you mean?
Well,
like let's get something straight. If she's considered Mr. Lekas Tomim, then she doesn't have to keep the vestas because she's Mr. Lekas Tomim. However, this that she didn't see is not going to be Oiker her vest kavua.
Right. Okay,
right? You can't have it both ways.
Why is that not? Why is that not affecting?
Because
her?
If a woman's misalekas dam, then this that she didn't see dam is for what reason? Because her vest kavu is no longer,
she's
or because she's on pause, like you say.
Once she gives birth, she's seeing dam. So how do you call it?
Birth dam doesn't count. That's
birth.
Not period.
It doesn't affect the whole equation.
What's it called?
That's not period blood. That's no. She's considered misalekas dam from the mitina shulchan aruch. A woman is considered as if she does not have dam from 3 months of pregnancy until 2 years after the childbirth.
Can you
explain the Shulchan says whether it's including the day of childbirth or not, but we won't get that technical.
Can you explain one more time why misalekas dam doesn't?
Yeah, 2 years is based on that. What?
Can you explain one more time why misalekas dam would?
Because if a woman has a ves kavua, so she's expecting a period every month.
Okay.
How do you uproot it? By going 3 months when she didn't get it on that day, right? If she's a misalekas damim, then the reason why she didn't get a period on those days is not because her ves kavua has changed. The reason why she didn't get a period is because she's on pause.
So what would it so it would matter after she gives birth? Then
and
she
then
would
after 2 years after nursing.
Then after 2 years plus the 9 months, she would have to count.
What happens? Right. Does it go off pause and she has a vest kavua from before her pregnancy, from 3 years ago, or do we say it's uprooted?
Basically, you're saying is that you decide if you want to do the 3 months before she gives birth or 3 months afterwards.
Basically, that's a very good
can't have it both
way of
ways.
Putting it. Oh, can you have it both ways? So you want to be Mekel both ways?
Yeah.
Sign him up to be my rabbi. Or maybe do the other way and be Machmel, which is what this kind Sefer does. Hey, now that we have that Akdama, let's see. Okay, let's see what it is.
Well, I don't understand. We believe doctors on a lot of things. Why can't we believe a doctor on pregnancy?
Okay, let's see. Now that we have this Hakdama, let's see inside. Okay. This is mamish. This stuff is negaya to everybody in here, right?
No, can you rely on a doctor that's what's it called?
Keep what in
there. If there's a what's it called, if there's an OB that's close with a rabbi, a female, can you rely on her for...
For what?
Say,
what about a
male?
Why a male
it,
not?
I'm just saying, what's it called? It's a woman, because the man maybe he has smich or whatever it is. But I'm saying the woman, OBGYN, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so if she says it's not going to make you need to, or this is, like, it's during Pascha because she's close with the rabbi or whatever it is, can you rely on that, or do you have to speak to the rabbi?
Not the rabbi. Forrest has a midwife that he works with.
Well, he works with Dr. Jacob.
But I'm saying during the
midwife. He also has a midwife.
Yeah.
That if something happens very late, they use rabbi, Dr. Ryan's office.
Or what's it called?
No, she checks it enough.
Well, no, but shut it. Dr. Ryan.
No.
Castleman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's Castleman's
office?
Yeah,
no,
I've sent a couple of guys.
Can you rely on
that email? I don't know where the check happens.
Who is this?
Well, yeah, because she's an expert and she...
Who is this?
I don't know if she wants the name. I got yelled at by her too many times. She can turn, what, a midwife, a nurse? The midwife. She's a midwife. Alsh has one in Grand Heights. Right, but that's, it's basically to take the place of a doctor, because a doctor's hard to get a hold of. I don't understand what you had in the Matthias.
Can you, is this, does the doctor have mnemonics in terms of something from
Matthias? Doctors don't really, can't tell us what Matthias. We believe doctors to tell us what's going on here. But we don't really believe doctors when they, again, when they say, oh, pregnant women don't get the period. That we don't.
Wait, you believe a doctor, you believe a doctor that says she's pregnant? No?
Not necessarily. The test. We believe the test. Yeah, because, yeah, in the Matthias, he's saying she's pregnant. I can feel her stomach, and I can tell that she's pregnant. That's a Matthias.
He's testifying on the Matthias
that she's pregnant. But to testify on a cholelisticus thing, we don't necessarily believe the doctor. The doctor would say, oh, this woman is not going to get her period for the next 3 months, so therefore she's a mesolecta stomach.
I spoke to so-and-so about this topic, and he says, it's fine.
Okay, but let's see when the Matthias. We're all maida that most women don't get their periods the first 3 months of pregnancy. We're all maida to that. We don't need doctors for that. Yeah. Right? And we're all maida that bismanaza women get their periods within 24 months. Most well before 24 months after having their baby. So we're all in agreement, side of rabbi, side of doctor, side of amaratzin, on both fronts, from the doctor and the rabbi like us. That they don't, the Matthias has changed, right? Where that's a given. The Shaila is, did the halacha change?
I don't understand. The entire halacha and halachas neither are based on the fact that the Matthias changed. The whole 7 days and five is because Matthias changed.
That's not, Matthias didn't change. We lost our knowledge.
No, but you said also the Matthias of the women changed, how their periods used to work and everything.
Not the Matthias. We lost our knowing what the four types of bloods, the five types of bloods are that make a woman into a nidus. And so we lost that, we have to be machmer. That's what it is. The Matthias didn't change.
I think you said one time the Matthias is how long the period lasts and everything, and the women...
Hargashas have changed. Yeah, that's changed. Okay, let's see. So, again, let's get straight before we go back to that. The halacha says that the first 3 months of pregnancy, she has to be chashish for her vest. But it's only negated to kavua, l'chayra. Because if it's vashayna kavua, that's already going to be uprooted. Mm-hmm. Right? Which is a different shayla, which we'll get to. And it doesn't come back till after 24 months after the birth. That's the halacha. Now let's see how it is. Yeshayim, chav kivu. Shebizmanenu nishtanu hativim, or hativim. The nature has changed. You got it there, Ferret? So we are. Why don't you say something? Page Yud Beis. Yeah? So, Yeshem Shebizmanin Lishtano Ativim. The Tevas change, and we yad Kesha Noshim Mis Avros, and immediately when the women become pregnant, Toiskos Milur is dumb, they stop seeing dumb. Right? Uladaito Miyad She Yadat Se Isha She Yimei Overas, and according to their Shitas, are you texting each other, or because if you have questions, you can have, we'll stop, and you can, well, l'daitam, I should tell her with this one, l'daitam, miyatsha yadat isha shehim uberes, and according to their dots, immediately when the isha knows that she's in uberes, nechshevesi l'mselekes tamim, right, she's considered mselekes tamim, ve'ein tzorach lifresh tzomach levesta, she does not have to separate tzomach levesta. Who is the one that authors that? Memchetz. Igros Moshe. V'chein hu b'archas Rabbeinu. From the Stifler, b'shem ha-Chazanish. Okay? So, Chazanish and Ramosha are makel. You don't have to keep it. V'ayin b'shut Igros Moshe. V'ayin ha-shkotu b'zeh b'shut Shvus Yaakov. V'ayin b'shut Igros Moshe. Chel Gerideya. Shekotu v'af sha'ate nishtana ha-teva kitzas. Even though the nature has changed a little bit, the poskos is ha-noshim l'ruh taketh b'ascholas ha-ibur. They stop seeing immediately after the beginning of pregnancy. Kamakam ainze vada, it's not vada. So in that tshuva he says it's not a vada. Ulam, however, because Moshe Eben HaEzer, Kotzav Shebizmanenu, af achas mi'elef, l'ninze shetira dam. Not even one in a thousand do we find that sees dam, k'moy sheshefes be'es vesta, havest the way they see dam when they're having their period. Right? V'ayin lahalon v'ora abo, v'ayin v'shakot v'may neither. Fine.
What does that mean? It's the only spot.
Meaning some pregnant women do see dumb, but it's not, it's just it's not a vest. Right.
So those people that don't know that they're pregnant,
some, I think it's a, I think different women have different for different women it's different things. Yeah, I think it's probably a combination.
I think it's mental illness.
Yeah. Okay, fine. That's so cheap is an wash. Ah. Back on the top. Ach lehalocha kaim alon she'eino ishe nechshevet mesulek estomim elo ach ha'shloshe chadoshim mitzchilo siburim. Even though Ramosha says it, we are machmer. And she's not considered mesulek estomim. No, we are. Look at Mem Tess in the bottom. Ein v'shut Rebbe Kiva Eger, v'shut Avnei Nezer, v'shut Igrus Moshe, hella she'kivan she Rebbe Kiva Eger mestapik b'zeh, since Rebbe Kiva Eger l'mais is mesupik. So Ramosh himself, even though he says he would be at some hold that she's considered Mr. Legasov and the Matthias has changed, but Lamaisa, he's not willing to be Machmer Negev Rebbe Kiva Eger and Avnei Nezer. Right, so that's why he's paskening there that even though the Matthias has changed, we gotta go L'chumra. Okay? Vayin lahalon, now look in the brackets here. Here's where it gets a little more complicated. Vayin lahalon v'sivin kufpei tes, she l'chumra naktino. That we say l'chumra, she'ein ihisha oikeres vesta b'shloisha chadoshim erishayna. A woman is not oiker her vest in the first 3 months.
If it's a kavua.
What?
If it's vest kavua.
If it was a, well, we're only talking about if she was a vest kavua. You hear what he's saying in the brackets? So he's saying now, you gotta keep the first 3 months, because we don't care that women with manazeh don't get the period for the first 3 months. However, is she oikeret, the vest kavua? She's not. So you want it to be mekel both ways, and he's taking it the other way. He's being machmer. She has to keep the vest kavua for the first 3 months, and
we get away with that one.
With
what? He's saying, wait, you have to be, you're being choshish that the metzias changed l'chumra.
But that doesn't
mean we're not chayshish that the Matthias changed l'chumra. We're chayshish that the Matthias changed l'chumra.
So what did you say? He's saying that she's not in the circuit time. She has 3 months and we don't care.
Right. Why? We do care. No, we care that it's not uprooted. Yes, it does. It makes a lot
how
of sense.
But if it's not uprooted,
it's not one or the other. Meaning we know that the Matthias, 1 second, we know the Matthias has changed.
Yeah.
Right? We know the Matthias changed. But we're not going to go change the Shulchan Aruch because the Matthias changed. We don't do those things, right? Otherwise, there'll be many
but
things
that
are
Muslim.
Yeah,
right?
Then
don't
change
then
after.
You don't have to be machmer.
Then say you go like the halacha.
But if lemaisa, if the Matthias has changed and the halacha changes,
but it hasn't. Because
how do you know
it?
No,
if we
have to be cautious that maybe the halacha did change.
Why?
Because the Matthias changed.
But if the halacha changed,
no,
the halacha.
No, you have to be chayshish that perhaps the Matthias changes the halacha.
If you're going
it's very
to
rare that you
go
have
to Shulchan Aruch.
Right, and neither you have this, you're pulled from both sides.
If it was back in the day of the Shulchan Aruch, then we wouldn't count both. How can it be more machmer than the Shulchan
Aruch? Because we're chayshish l'chumra, since she's coming off of vest kavua. This is grata, not... I would tell them l'chayra, they would have to be machmer, yeah.
Almost.
No.
Basically,
who says this that you have to do it?
Yeah, so we discussed this Akdam before you came in. That if a woman is considered Mr. Lekas Domin, so she doesn't have to be concerned for her vest kavua that she had till now, because it's on pause, right, like you said. But on the other hand, it doesn't uproot her vest kavua either.
Okay.
So whenever she gets so the pause
whenever
button gets. We
leave
stop.
Not pregnancy.
Pregnancy,
pregnancy
and then 2 years because of nursing.
Okay, yeah.
Then her vest kavua comes back. Everything was paused.
Okay.
And it comes back.
Okay.
Right.
On the other hand.
But if she's not a mitzvah like a
so
Mitzalekas Bama is not Chayshish for her Vestis, but it's not Oikar either.
But being Oikar the Vest Kavua is Lakula, no?
Being Oikar the Vest Kavua is Lakula.
No, no, it's Lakhumra. Having a Vest Kavua makes it much simpler. You have to, simpler.
It makes it simpler, but a Vest Kavua is a Chumra. To keep a Vest Kavua is a Chumra, yeah.
What is?
Sure.
Why? It's easier.
No, it's not. The first period she gets after she's finished nursing, or 2 years after her nursing, 2 years after the baby's born.
Yeah.
Right? Not the first period, but the first Rosh Chodesh. Let's say she has in our example, was she has Aleph L'Chodesh.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So she has a baby, Tetzvav Nisan. Right? First day Pesach. 2 years later, and she had a Vest Kavua for Aleph L'Chodesh before she got pregnant. 2 years later, 1 or 2 years up, Tetzvav Nisan 2 years later. Comes Aleph Iyar. Does she have to separate for Aleph Iyar? She hasn't gotten a period yet.
That's the Chumrah.
Right.
It's not Oikar, the Vest Kavua.
Right. So if it's not Oikar, then she doesn't have. Then she has to keep it. If it is Oikar, she does that. She does not have to keep it, right? So we're saying Medina Shulchan Aruch, the first 3 months of pregnancy she had to separate on Aleph L'Chodesh. And then Mamela, when Aleph Iyar came 2 years later, it's gone because it was uprooted in the first 3 months of pregnancy.
It's
afterwards also?
What?
Hasn't Moshe Paschim like that?
We're going to get to that, I hope.
So in other words, if the Metzias change, and therefore the Halacha changes.
So it's his far that you were making on.
Then
that
she shouldn't
that
have to keep.
Changed.
What?
Is there Moshe's far that the
Metzias changed?
If the Mitzvah changed and therefore Halacha changes, then she wouldn't have to keep Vestas and it would be Oker.
If the Mitzvah
changed... If we knew for a fact that because the Mitzvah changed, therefore the Halacha changed, so then it would be Oker, the Vestas
would? No, it would not be Oker. You wouldn't have to keep the days...
Because she's in the Selected Stubborn.
Right, but it wouldn't be Oker.
It
would not be Oker, though, because she's in the Selected Stubborn. The Selected Stubborn can't
be
Oker or anything that would happen before, right? He's going L'chumra both ways.
So we're choshesh that it did change and that she has to keep Vestas. We're choshesh that it didn't change and that it's not Oker.
No, the other way.
We're choshesh that it didn't change and she has to keep the first 3 months of pregnancy.
Right.
We're choshesh that it didn't change.
No. I think we know that it changed.
Well,
there's a question.
Well, whether the change affects Allah. Right.
Right. So right. We don't want to be over the other
right.
We hold
right.
One.
Right.
But also,
we don't
want to
be over the other one.
We have to hold the
other
one.
Both ways.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Why?
Well, no, or don't have your cake
and don't eat it.
Don't have your cake.
That's my wife says to me.
You got this? Yeah? Hello, you understand?
I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand his logic.
Because
we
have to pay choshesh
for the
chumrah.
I don't agree. I don't actually know
it. Let me explain.
I understand the
logic.
We're not sure if it changes
the
logic. I understand the logic.
But we also want the over
side. I understand. I understand what he's saying.
So
we're going as if it didn't
happen. Because comes Aleph Iyar 2 years after the birth, right? And if the Metzias has changed and the Metzias changes the halacha, then you might be sleeping with your wife on a Vest Kavua, which is an Issa D'Rabbana.
Decide.
We're Chasha for the Chumra that it doesn't change.
Who remembers 2 years later?
Who remembers 2 years later? That's why we're here learning.
Decide.
Who remembers 2 years later?
We're not sure.
3 years, right?
It's really 3 years.
It is a suffix.
Well, 2 years and 9 months.
Whether or not it changes the halacha. It's a suffix.
That's not a suffix.
It has to be
machma.
Why are you machma on a Derabbana? It's on a
2.75. It's not a suffix derabbanan. It's more than a suffix derabbanan. It's a chashash that the halacha changed because of the.
So you have a suffix whether or not it changed.
Plus there are those that hold it to
say
right. There are we pass against derabbanan. There are those that hold
it
to say right.
Why is it the more you learn any other subject, the more maker you are? But when you learn nida, the more you learn.
Let me tell you something. The rabbis try and pull every kula out of the hat.
Every kula,
right?
Is there anyone that writes? Is there anyone that paskins with kula?
But this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ramesha doesn't
really.
One second. Let
he doesn't really.
Let's really put our heads in the blender and turn to Kuf Pei Tes.
What page is it?
Which
page? Lamed Tes. Alright, we're not going to have enough time to fully do this, so we'll have to continue this next week. But at least it was nice, open discussion here. And
it always is, huh?
Meinekes! No, but at least something complicated and the Olam understands it and can ask is already an accomplishment. Yeah. No, really. It's not easy stuff. Menekes kol choy chof talid choydish. Acher leidus havlad enokavaz vest. Now again, realize, because she's a Masalekistam, and therefore she can't be kaveya a vest. Even if she has a steady cycle. She gets every month, let's say she goes 3 months queen. And then she starts seeing them after childbirth. Right? And then she sees every month Aleph. She cannot be kaveya a vest. Because she's Masalekistam. Stomach.
Even yeah. We don't care if she's breastfeeding or not. It's automatic?
It's automatic as long as she had a baby naturally. If she had a C-section, it doesn't work.
Whoa. If she's not nursing, she's...
Even if she's not nursing.
24 months afterwards?
Yes. Okay. Doesn't help. One second. Don't get all excited.
What do you mean?
It means still have to keep that kavua.
She can't be kavua. Great.
Although it's a machlekes, even whether you have to even keep vestas at all within those 24 months.
I'm not getting
months.
Excited. It's a new piece of information.
No.
That's all.
So according to that, there
can't be kovei vestas.
According to that, there are people who never have vestas.
Exactly. Yeah. It's almost
at all. Anybody.
For people that are childbearing age, it's almost impossible to
have a vest.
Once, unless you say the metzias changed. If the Matthias changed, and a woman's
evolution or no evolution,
right? If the Matthias changed, now she's seeing on a steady basis. Maybe now she could be kaveves, even in the Chof Talos Kodesh.
Second evolution this year we had this week.
Wait, now you have so maybe you'll have. Oh no.
Let's see what he says. So Menekas Kol Chof Talos Kodesh Achaleidas Avad Eina Kaveves Afilu and Eina Menika Bepoil. Even if she's not nursing in actuality. She's considered as if her dam is removed from her. Well, in the back, we don't have time now, but he discusses whether she had to ever nurse even once, or this happens even if...
Is this not based on...
He has episode title, why wouldn't he? Maybe once you have to nurse.
Is this based...
It really is based on the till her body gets back to normal from the childbirth.
So it's not based on the breast.
When we come okay, Rasa Ria Achas Bimemini Kasa. But if she sees a Ria during her nursing days, Srikalakash Bakhaidish Alakha, the Vesta Khaidish, she needs to keep the Vesta Khaidish, right? Too bad, right? Otherwise there'd be no Vestas.
Which is why
but what about Vesta Flogger? Achla Vesta Flogger in a Srikalakash Kimancha Rasa Rak Ria Achas. She only saw one thing. The Gamma in a Srikalakash Line of Venus, she also doesn't need Line of Venus.
Each one's treated as one, even if she sees one after month.
The Yeshaimrim Shabizmanenu Raiv Hanoshim Regilas Liris Dam Kishaina Manikas Papayal. When they don't nurse Papayal, they don't see Dam. Velochain Gambi Maminikusu Kavaz.
They do see Dam.
Say they do see Dam, right? Because they stop nursing. So therefore, we have to be machmir that she could be Kaveya Vest.
Hafloga and
Chodesh. Right. Well, Hafloga still won't be until she has to have Hafloga.
So in this case, it does change the lachah because...
Oh, so let's see. Ukshatira pam rishayna achara leida shuk hasheshes leina venis. And when she sees once, then she has to be chashesh leina venis. Okay? Uladina yesh lina ikshim rasa shalish haflogas regilis. That if she sees three regular cycles, Dainu arba rias, there's four rias, the b'neim shalash aflogas regilas, nechshevet mikan ve'elech kishar noshem ve'kevaz ves. And then gam tzricha lochash lein avenis mikan ve'elech. So basically he's taking the middle road. He's saying when a woman sees once after childbirth, within 2 years, she does not yet get the status of a regular woman. She's still considered as like a stone. Once she sees regularly for 3 months, then she loses her Mithalekas Dhamma status. So he's taking it somewhere in the middle. Right? What is it? Kuft HaZayin. Okay. Look at Kuft HaZayin in the footnote, and then we'll really have to continue this next week. V'af shalinin mu'uberes kasavna, even though by mu'uberes, we wrote shaloi lochash l'shita tigris Moshe. Right? By mu'uberes, he said, we're not chashish for the Moshe. Right? And we say the Matthias did not change. So here all of a sudden we're saying the Matthias changed. Right? So he himself asked that question. Even though Lamaisa before we said the Matthias didn't change. Here we're saying that the Matthias did change after 3 months, but it changes. So dafka hasam le'inyan shalei lachash levest klal. That's only over there that you shouldn't be chashiv levest klal. Shalei ratinu lisma echalav neged hagun Rabbi Akiva Eger v'Avni Nez. We don't want to be samach on Rabbi Moshe neged Rabbi Akiva Eger and Avni Nez. Right? Ukish Moshe kasam egrus Moshe atzmai. So the dina ain't lachal. Moshe enkin kandim banu lachlek al egrus Moshe. We're going to disagree with Rabbi Moshe here. Yosem he said kula. We're going to come up with a big kula. Shalei nechash klal le'kviyas v'es. We're not going to be chashiv at all for kviyas v'es. Who was then near the Lahakh, where the Lahakh was saying, we can't be Samachan.